Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right. I had mentioned this before the break. It is a sad day in Kansas City for radio listeners, radio fans, all over our town, because a voice that has been known across our airwaves for more than 30 years is silent today. And officials over across the street at 101 The Fox announced this morning that much-loved radio DJ Brian Slacker Adams had lost his battle against cancer. And I'm going to quote here from their Facebook post. Slacker had two great passions, his family and his time on the air in Kansas City. For more than 33 years, the last 16 at 101 The Fox, Slacker loved to entertain his radio audience. He had previously announced he was battling AML, or acute myeloid leukemia, a blood and bone marrow cancer. He announced with a heavy heart at the end of February that he had made the decision to retire in conjunction with his family and his doctors. And we are so thankful and appreciative that Max Floyd, a long, long time legend and staple on the Kansas City airwaves, has decided to join us for a few moments. I know it is such a sad day for all of you who knew him and loved him, Max, and we are so sorry today.
You know, we knew it was going to happen, but it still hurts what it does. And he tried so hard. We thought it was going to work. We really did. But the stem cells and everything we did, and he went through so many tough days when he was in the KU hospital. It's funny. I texted him every day something amusing that he could maybe laugh about and get through those days. And I found out, and I never heard back from him. And I found out later I'd been sending it to the wrong number. So
there was that.
Too bad. Yeah, I'd love to have that material back. I could use it today,
right?
But I don't have it anymore. He asked me about, I guess, a month ago. He said, "I know it's hard for you, but I want you to speak at my celebration of life that they're going to do." And he said, "I want you to do something, because it'll be a lot of tears. I want you to do something humorous." And I said, "Oh, Slacker, man, I don't think I can do that." He said, "Please, I want you to." So I will try and try to do that. I do have a lawsuit against him, though, because he admitted to me not long ago that his entire act was copied from me.
And yes.
So I have sued him, and I hope that it works out okay. But no, he's just one of the great guys, and was, and I loved him so much. And we talked over the years. We just ran out of time. We didn't run out of things to say. I was with him for a few moments back in the okay, 1 or 2 days when we did some afternoons together, and he's just one of the best audiences that you ever had. You know, he could be a straight man or a comic one way or the other, and he was just so good on the air. And he worked himself up and became such an icon in the city, and people loved him. Everybody loved Slacker. You can't find anybody that didn't like him. You know, it's just great.
Leaves behind a wife and a daughter, and the station said today that if you choose, he asked that you pray for his family and all who are affected by cancer, and pick up the phone and talk to that friend that you haven't gotten around to talking to today, because Slacker would like that.
He had told me about, I think it was last week I saw him last. He said, "Max, I'm ready. I got to go. I'm ready. I'm too tired. I can't sit here and do this." And I said, "Slacker, we're not ready." But we told him he could go, and he was ready this morning. And they texted me this morning, and I was very sad, and still am. And I'll miss him forever. And every day that he's not with us, it will be a sad day for us. But we'll have some laughs, and that's what he would have wanted. And that's what we'll make that happen for him.
Would you talk just a little bit, Max, because you were on the air so many years here in Kansas City, that just a 33-year career, the career that he had, and really in today's day and age, how difficult it is to have the career that he loved and his audience loved him, and to have that relationship with the audience over such a long time really is a testament to how good it was that he was at what he did.
He worked for about four stations here, and frankly, I haven't been able to find a job in any town that I was fired in, but he worked for four stations, and he just worked himself crazy, making sure that he was a personality that was going to make it in this town. You know, the first time I ever thought of him was when he peeked into the window over on Signal Hill, and I think Marty Wall was in the air, and Marty had him come on and do an intern thing, and that's when they named him Slacker. And then he just came on, and he did some stuff with Doug Medlock, and he did some stuff by himself, and he produced the Max Denimovich Show for a while, and he just all those stuff, and he absolutely just took over the town. He was just great on and off the air, and people loved him. I was with some people today out at one of the lunch places, and they said he would come in and say, "Okay, what can I do to help your place?" You know, the guy was great, and everything he did was for the community, and I'm so proud to call him my friend, and I miss him so much.
Well, we are just so sorry, and wanted to offer our condolences to the entire radio community. It's a tight family, as you know, Max, and all who loved Slacker, and our thoughts are with his wife and his daughter, and all who loved him today. We are so very sorry.
He was the best of us.
Be well, Max. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
913-586-7798. We are back with much more on Dana and Parks straight ahead. And I see that people are texting in with their thoughts about this loss today. And we appreciate that. I know his family and friends would appreciate that. But it's a tough day. We are all competitors. But as I said to Max, it is a very, very small fraternity for those of us who do what we do here in this town, both radio,
he's a legend.
Both radio and television. It is a very small fraternity. His friends all called him a legend. I think anyone who's on the air for 33 years deserves that. And he certainly deserves a nod and a mention on our program today. And I know Scott would have wanted that as well. We're back with much more straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.